I had learned to count on the Lord for toothpaste and shaving cream, but when it came to such a staggering sum as $15,000, I had trouble believing that the same principle held. That night I sat down at the kitchen table with a bank book open in front of me. It was labelled Russian Bibles. The entries, starting in 1961, just after our return from Russia, were now well into 1963. With all our hoarding, the total still came to less than $2,000. Corrie sat down. "What are you thinking, Andy?" I shoved the account book toward her. "In 2 years, that's all the money we've saved." I took a deep breath, hating to say what I had to next. "How much do you think our house is worth?" Corrie did not answer me. She just stared. "We got it at a bargain, and with the work we've put into it, it's gone up in value many times. What do you think it's worth? $10,000? $12,000? We need that much." "Our house, Andy? Right when we're expecting a new baby?" "We need to do something to get us off dead center." Corrie's face had gone white. "Maybe God doesn't want us to have those pocket Bibles," she said in a small voice. "Maybe the very slowness is guidance." "I know," I said. "I know." That was all we said that night about selling the house. But Corrie told me the next week that she had begun to pray that she could think of the house not as our own, but as belonging to God. "It should be yours to do with as you will," we started praying together every evening. "And yet we know we really don't feel this way, Lord. If you want us to sell the house for the Bibles, you will have to work a small miracle in our hearts to make us willing." The new baby came, the child we had been waiting for so long, a little girl. We named her Stephanie. Every cash present that came in for her went into the Bible fund, but 20 years of this kind of saving would never be enough. We stopped asking for willingness and just asked God to make us willing to be willing to sell the house. And at last he answered our prayer. One morning Corrie and I suddenly knew that we didn't need that house or anything else on earth to make us happy. "I don't know just where we'll live," Corrie began, and then she laughed. "Remember, Andy, we don't know where we're going." And I supplied the end of the sentence we spoke so often. "But we're going there together." That very day we got an appraisal on the house and land. The total, coupled with our savings account, came to just over $15,000. It was the confirmation we needed. We put the house on the market, and I wrote to the printer in England asking him to start making the plates as we had discussed them. That night, Corrie and I slept in a happier, more positive frame of mind than we had enjoyed for months. How faithful God is, how utterly trustworthy, how good beyond imagining.